Good morning and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. Enjoy your coffee while we look at the short book and the big story of Jonah. Jonah 4, verse 11, God speaking to Jonah. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right from their left? That phrase, people who cannot tell their right from their left, describes me at times. There are all kinds of ways for us to be drawn away from our eyes on the Lord. The world is full of distractions. Each day is full of them. The evil powers of this world seem to know our soft spots, and if we are not careful, we can allow ourselves to get tied up in knots about whatever it is that drags us to focus on God's absence rather than His presence. The thing I struggle with is worry, specifically worry about family and their struggles. Sadly, it does not take me long to get tied up in knots. I can't tell my right from my left. What should I do? What should I not do? What should I say? What or be quiet? Questions, questions, and there seem to be no answers, just confusion and chaos of mind. The result? I lose my joy. The book of Jonah is only 4 chapters and is most known for the story of Jonah and the whale. Nineveh was a large city famous for its wickedness, exploitation of the helpless, cruelty and war, idolatry, prostitution and witchcraft. I cannot imagine living in a place where selfishness and self-indulgence was the dominant way of life. From what the Bible tells us, it was a city where God was thought to be the enemy. No thought or concern for the well-being of others, and apparently there was great conflict and confusion. As God put it to Jonah, the people cannot tell their right from their left. So our merciful God sent Jonah to the city to preach to them and warn them that things needed to change or he was going to destroy them in 40 days. With reluctance, thus the story of Jonah and the whale, Jonah finally went, and as it turned out, the people believed Jonah and began to humble themselves and change their ways. Chapter 4, verse 11 is the very last verse in the book, and I couldn't help focusing on it. God's mercy. God always has a plan for mercy. A city in chaos, a person in chaos. The people of Nineveh saw no relief, no clear direction to escape. They could not tell their right from their left. If they chose to continue that way, then they would suffer the consequences. But as God always does, He offered mercy and clarity. He knew, if only Nineveh knew the peace He was waiting to give, if they could set their eyes upon Him instead of the world, if they focused on getting to know Him, the confusion would fall away. Peace would come. They could see a clear path of how to live one day at a time. For the people of Nineveh, God sent Jonah. The confusion stopped. Life and lifestyle changed. Relationships healed. Decisions could be made. Worry lessened. Peace dwelled. What about us? Have you ever, like me, found yourself not knowing your right from your left? Your mind full of confusion and worry. What should I do? What should I not do? Life is full of questions with no answers. Your mind won't stop and you're mentally and physically exhausted, irritable, depressed. In that last verse, I am reminded once again that the solution to conflict in our own minds is to stop. Breathe in the Holy Spirit and focus on God's presence, not His absence. He has a plan for mercy. For us, it may be the wisdom of a friend, the words of an author, verses from the Bible or other book, time in prayer. It will probably take some time, it does for me, to unravel the chaos in my head. But if I will persist, the voices quieten, the worry subsides, and trust in His love begins to blossom again. As I struggled to end the chaos in my head, mercy showed up in a reading October 17 from Sarah Young's book, Jesus Calling. Two steps to take when life gets the best of you. I quote, 1. Do not linger in the future because anxieties sprout up like mushrooms when you wander there. And 2. Remember the promise of the Lord's continual presence. Include the Lord in any imagery that comes to mind. So I have begun to imagine the Lord next to those I worry about in their situation, or hovering near me as I deal with something. It has helped me give my chaos over to the Lord and block out all those pesky mushrooms. Our God was and is a God of mercy and grace, no matter how off track we get. We need only to put the chaos in His hands and trust His solutions. Hard to do in this world, but worth it. What do you or I have to lose? Please join me in prayer. Jesus, our merciful Lord, thank you for your mercy even when we get off track. Please help us to focus on your presence in all situations each day, and not venture into the unknown future where our imagination sees mushrooms everywhere. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.